So great, we get to kick off by telling you exactly what happened in Hawaii. The first thing I want to just talk about a little bit, we do have it on the agenda as well because they talked about it on the Tuesday meeting. But some of us were flown in early. We came in a couple days early. Manitek treated us like kings and queens. It was unbelievable. Extra spending money, free convertibles to drive around for a few days, and lots of wonderful receptions. They also rewarded this group with a gift from Tiffany's, and that was pretty cool. If you want to feel special, then your goal for the upcoming years is to make sure you qualify for what's called the Chairman's Club. There were 28 inaugural members of the Chairman's Club. I was highly honored to be one of those that was chosen for that inaugural group. And let me tell you, they know how to treat people special. It was really wonderful. So great Saturday and Sunday, the first 2 days. The rest of the crew got in basically Monday afternoon. We're for our opening reception Monday night. But we were there Saturday, Sunday, and all day Monday before the other people arrived for the event. So super. And the people involved in that chair, we'll talk about Chairman's Club later and qualifications for it, but it's just definitely put that, if you have a, you know, some goals that you set for the year, you know, stick that on your future goals, because it's a great, you know, position to be in, to be that spoiled and have that much input is wonderful. So anyway, Tuesday morning, our kickoff after our Monday night, of course, we have a big party on Monday night. I think Lydia posted some pictures of me being eaten up by a dragon. No, it was cute. We had these big dragons were going around the crowd, and it was a lot of dancing and caricature work and tattoos. I still have my Manitek tattoo on my right arm. They're supposed to last 3 to 5 days. I think they underestimated that because mine's still in place, but all that was great fun, and good to see everybody from all over the world. Of course, this is a group of presidentials from all over the world, and exhilarating to talk to them and hear from them and see what they're doing. On Tuesday morning, we kicked off with our meetings at 9 o'clock in the morning after our group pictures, and Stan Frederick kind of led off the meeting just talking about our industry and about Herbalife. You know, a lot of you knew that Ackman, the guy who's a hedge fund manager out there in New York, attacked Herbalife a few years back and went after him and basically challenged them, saying he was going to put him out of business. And all we can tell you is that Herbalife keeps exploding. I'm not suggesting they're great products by any means, but they are attacking our industry. And when any people want to attack our industry for the industry's sake, we want to be able to defend them, even though we may not agree with their product line. We do agree that network marketing as a model is a phenomenal model that has helped so many people. Stan gave statistics from 2014 because the 15 ones aren't published yet. MLM sales were up 6.9%. Retail only grew at 3%. So that's back-to-back years where we've more than doubled up on the retail sales. Over 100 million people are selling through this model now all over the world. 74% of them are women. So you women out there, we definitely represent 3/4 of network marketers. And the number one reason why they say women are involved, or why when in response to their surveys, was they want long-term flexible income. And there's definitely that involved in Manitek. So it's great to get those checks, whether you're working or playing out in Hawaii, the payroll checks, or I should say the monthly checks or four-week checks come in no matter what I do. So it's great to have that residual income stream to allow you to have the flexibility and freedom to do what you want. The other reasons that they gave, number two and number three reason, were flexible work hours and products at a discount. So those are the three major reasons, number one being, of course, the long-term flexible income. And the statistic he also gave was of all people that ever were in MLM, 82% said they benefited by the experience. So that's a good statistic. So you can say, why all that negativity out there? I don't know. People just, you know, and again, heads up to everybody. When people approach you and they go negative or give you that whiny nasal tone about network marketing, my first always become the interrogator. Don't try to, you know, badger the person or beat up on them. Just find out why. So you just go, wow, it sounds like you had a bad experience. Have you been involved in this model before? And let them explain. And then you can pursue and find out what it was that actually didn't work for them. And it's a great way to overcome that objection. Second after Stan, we had Al Bala get up, and he talked about starting with the end in mind, and he really is looking at this in 2020. He's got a huge vision for the company, being a $500 million company in 2020, and he kept calling the company over and over again, and I think it's a great statement. We're a 21-year-old startup company, and you'll see why as I go through all the newness that's around us today. We really want this every event to inspire us, not just the presidential summit, but every event we go to and every event in our life. Look for inspirations every day, and you'll find them. They're everywhere. And he quoted a couple of people, Bill Britt, who's like one of the big heads of Amway, "In all adversity lie seeds of greater opportunity." So look at that yourself in that regard, because that'll help you see the light instead of linger in darkness. We just have to choose what we believe, right? Just before we get to the promised land, we all meet the giants, and we need to be focusing on the size of the grapes, not the size of the giants. In 2015, what we're looking at is, or I should say 2016, sorry, there's a typo in the outline. 2016, new branding, new back office, new products, new comp plan, and all this newness is generating that languaging about, golly, isn't it great to be a part of a startup company that's 21 years old, right? Because there's so much newness coming. Manatech themselves has gone through a huge hiring process, and a lot of you are familiar with the people that they've hired. They're just great names, great people. I'm really excited about a bunch of them. As you know, I don't need to review them all with you, but we have people like Judy, who's in the customer service area. She is just knocking that out of the park. I couldn't be happier with our customer service person. I love Joel Bickman. I think he's done a bang-up job in the marketing area and only has greater things and tasks ahead of him. We have Ben Mayo that's been recently hired, who's awesome in regard to taking on, you know, our new Getting Started manual and global sales systems. Terrific. The idea that they hired somebody, you know, having Al as the CEO, we now have a chief of staff that Al has hired to work with him. And it's great because we need to buffer Al, since he gets so many, you know, messages from the field. We need someone to help him stay on track as the new CEO. And John Kitchener has come on board to do that. Terrific guy. You've got to meet him. If you haven't met him, you'll meet him at Manifest. It's just talent everywhere. I mean, everywhere you look, there's great talent. And I couldn't be happier. I mean, I think Manatech has done a huge job of, you know, putting key people in key places that are high-quality people to support us. So it's fun to look at all those. We also have the Global Science Advisory Council headed by Dr. Nugent. That's new and different, and that's going to put much more attention given to our products, improving them, evaluating ingredient by ingredient. So with all that in mind, of course, you know, it wasn't hard to say Manifest 2016 is one of the most important, if not events of the history of Manatech. So do you need to be there? Absolutely. I consider it almost like the grand opening of Manatech, because it's a Manatech revived, renewed. Al's vision, of course, is to, by 2020, we're a $500 million company in 100 countries. And that doesn't mean we're open and licensed in 100 countries, because we know the time and energy it takes to do that. It just means we're selling it legally in 100 countries. And we're going to talk a little bit about China in a minute, so you can see how that can be done without getting the license. Al said he wants Manatech to be known as the best place to work in 2020, and he's looking to have 500 presidential directors worldwide by 2020. So people, that's a lot of increase. That's like a 250% increase over where we are today, if not 300% increase. So time to get up there and reach presidential director or more. We're going to break more presidentials in the next 3 years than we've broken in many, many years. So looking forward to that, looking forward to seeing you guys cross stage as new presidentials. Our showcase office that they're putting together is in Hong Kong, because if you look right now, 52% of our population in the world lives in Asia, so it's going to be a huge expansion there, of which you're going to be able to participate in very differently than other ways we've participated, but I know each and every one of you are capable to do these. So that's going to be exciting, and they talked about the highest high-rise, and we got the penthouse, and we got two floors, and it's just really Patrick Park out there is doing a great job overseeing Asia markets and in charge of South Korea as well. So it's just wonderful to see the things that are going on for us, our growth overseas. The Chairman's Club, I just gave the criteria to be in it, so you can look at those yourself. And we talked about them meeting, and they had special seating in every event, plus, having special bags and special shirts that were signified Chairman's Club as well. It was just, again, a treat to be treated that special. It was wonderful. China. Yeah, we're going to talk about China. China, we're opening in the next 3 to 5 years, but we're going to start in it's going to look in three phases. And the three-phase model starts off with us just opening it like an e-commerce so that people in China will be able to start ordering Manitech products but not become associates. So we can't mention MLM. Very critical that we follow the strict standards that will be put out. Russ Wood is the one in charge of that whole arena. He speaks fluent Mandarin. Another incredible addition to our staff, and he's just doing a terrific job of putting together the strategy so we're not waiting 5 to 10 years to open China. We can take advantage and tap into that massive consumption. They love U.S. products. They adore them. They are looking for foreign imports because they really don't trust their own Chinese products. So it's a huge market for us, but we are not necessarily the ones that are going to be selling to China. What are we going to be doing? We're going to be getting people here in the United States, and as you know, in every single one of your locales, there are people from China. You have Chinese restaurants, Chinese laundromats, Chinese. I mean, there are a lot of, they're very diligent, hardworking people, and they run a lot of businesses in your community. So you want to start approaching those people, because if you can get them signed up as U.S. citizens or residents in terms of getting them legally involved in Manitech here, they're the ones that have phenomenal contacts in China to help the retail marketplace explode. So we have a lot of techniques that we're going to be talking about and teaching over the next few months as we get China open. And it just behooves all of us to get prepared to participate in that in a huge way. We're doing some studies with some people from China that are already in Manitech, and we're asking for, special calls and special insight into the Chinese culture so that we can approach people in the best possible ways, because we know if you take the time and energy to invest in how do I approach a group of people so that you understand and can be sensitive to their needs, you're going to be much more effective in getting them signed up in Manitech. So it's fun. The second phase is going to be basically we can start retail sales in kiosks and other locations in China. And then finally, thirdly, we'll get our business license to operate as an MLM. So you're not going to be over there signing Chinese up as associates until probably 3 to 4 years from now. But a ton of consumption can be had, and all that goes into your organization as GPV, and you get paid on it. So it's great to build your business with consumers out of China. Next, Joel Bickman got up and talked about our new branding. It was incredible. It was beautiful. His presentation was by far the best I've seen Joel in anything that he's done so far, and he's always been terrific, but this was like off the charts inspiring. The people who hadn't been exposed to it before were so exhilarated. It was fun to see that happen. And, he has a tagline, a byline. He's got, our motto. He's got our new brand, our new color combination, our new, no longer the squirrely M that we have. We have a new M that's going to be part of who we are, that's refreshing and very new. And a new elevator speech they developed as well. So it's just great to see all the things that they're putting out. All of that, of course, is being saved and protected for Manifest. So again, don't miss Manifest. This is huge. Great that they're making this shift, and this is Joel's work for the last year. That's what his main focus has been on getting this done. Tuesday afternoon, Odin Clack came up and talked about our new back office, and I have it. Lydia has it. Everybody who was at Hawaii has it already. I open up my phone, and there it is. I got a mymanitech.com right as an icon on my or app on my computer, so I can jump in and I can look right now. I just click on my little app, and guess what pops up? I see exactly how many new associates I've signed up this business period, how much my GPV is, what my current level is, and I have a contact management place, a calendar, task management place, an inbox, and then I can also look at under strategy, I can go over and look at different things that are going on in Manatech. So, I mean, it's like, I'm gonna tell you, it's like having your success tracker on your phone. It's that good. I can order products. I can review, you know, my entire, how many breakdown, how many regionals, nationals, executives I have in my downline right now that qualify, how many new all-stars, new stars, new associates that I have in my business so far this year. All of that information is right there on my phone, and it's really special. And then you have also their other attributes to this phone, and that's what they're having us do. We're testing this back end out over the next 3 months to make sure when they break it at Manifest, it's been truly tried and tested by the field. So if you'd like to be a part of that test, beta testing, contact your upline. Let them get a hold of Joel and see if you can't get fit in, because Manatech, right now it's just the presidential group that was out there in Maui. They're planning on expanding that to about 1,000 people by the end of this month, and then by March 1st they plan on having 3,000 people who are going to be in the beta test of it. So if you're interested in doing that, again, get in touch with your upline and ask them about getting your name submitted so you can be part of that approval process. The acronyms are overwhelming. They have CRM, Customer Relations Management, PWP, Personal Web Page. Probably some of you are already familiar with all this language, but a lot of it's new to me. And it's just part of us getting into the 21st century. I think it's going to be phenomenal for millennials. It's going to be phenomenal for you just to be able to plug in at any moment to your where your business is. It's that simple and easy to do. And it's just great to be able to be mobile, because a lot of people today aren't even using PCs anymore. Did you notice that? That the world is going over into what? Text messaging? That's already happened big time. And now doing everything off of their phone. So everybody's making all their apps and all of their websites. Everything's got to downsize properly onto the phone surface, a cell phone surface. So that covers what we're doing on the new platform. Get excited about it. Get out there and be a part of our beta test group. It would be wonderful to have you on board. We're looking for volunteers in the field who are anxiously waiting this to come out, but would love to have a jump start on understanding it and being able to play with it. So make that happen for yourself. Then we got into Dr. Steve Nugent, and he's talked about three things. He talked about, number one, the new weight management system. Yes, we have yet another one coming out. What's the one cancer? Sorry, I just lost my set. I just lost my place. The new weight management. Sorry, people. It's going to be exciting to see this new weight management system, meal replacement shakes, cleanses, and a targeted weight loss capsules. And Nugent gave a lot of the data about what's going on out there in our world in terms of obesity. Many of us already know all this information, but worldwide obesity rate doubled since 1980. It's amazing to me. I thought it more than doubled. We know that the obesity rates are just way off the charts. They're almost like 40-some percent of the world is obese now, and 69% or something is overweight. In 2014, there were more than 1.9 billion adults that were overweight. And being overweight, of course, we know the statistics from the health organizations that triggers massive numbers of health challenges, most of which are the ones that are classic, whether they're high blood pressure, cholesterol issues, all the things that we know, diabetes, are all triggered in great degree by weight gain. And the World Health Organization in 2015 said most of the world's population today live in countries where overweight kills more people than being underweight. So starvation is no longer the issue. It's the overweight, you know, status of people is what's really destroying our world population. We're looking for retention whenever you have a weight loss program, and of course we have tremendous products that work and have mass appeal. The products that are going to be kicked off by Manatech, and this kickoff will take place at Manifest, another great reason for you to be there. They're going to have a fast start program. They're going to have coaching and accountability, which is a very strong component of the program. And then marketing and support tools for all of us so we can really go out there and make a difference and share this program. What do we do in the meantime? meantime, I go you lose weight. It's important for us all to be healthy, and I always tell people it's hard to get out there and be 100 pounds overweight and try to figure out how you're going to do Manitech. It just puts a whole another burden on you, and it's a hard thing from a credibility perspective. He gave some stats on the three products. The meal replacement is going to have 20 grams of vegan protein, which is really a problematic issue in a lot of the protein shakes out there. And not ours, digestive enzymes and probiotics and a great source of fiber. The cleanse will be a whole body cleanse, and he talked about doing it for at least a quarter meaning quarter of the year. It supports detox at the cellular level and supports cardio, immune, et cetera, all those systems. The fat loss capsules are not going to have any of those harsh stimulants that we're used to seeing in fat loss products, but it will stimulate metabolism and burn calories effectively. The second thing Dr. Nuta talked about was the new scientific advisory board, and they're still choosing people to attend on that and to be participants. But the real great news out of it is that Manitech's going to be, you know, they can put a lot of money, millions of dollars into it. And how are they getting all this money into all these things, hiring all these people? Because they made $12 million last year, so they had a lot of buffer to spend, and they're putting it all the money into things that support us in the field, so which is internal staff that are crucial for, you know, answering questions and getting us further down the path and making sophisticated decisions for our future, as well as putting money into research and development. So there will be a ton of money put in. In fact, Nugent was overwhelmed by the commitment that they've made in developing new products and examining each and every product that we have, ingredient by ingredient, to make sure that we have the best. He also talked about, the third thing he talked about were the patents, because people are freaking out a little bit. They're going, oh, my gosh, we're losing our patents. Well, first and foremost, we haven't lost any patents. Secondly, the first group of patents that could potentially be lost are going to be another year and a half. And many of our products that we have been updated and used in different ways so that they have new patent applications on them. So they've been filing these and able to keep control of our patents. So even though some of the Ambertos ones will fall out of patent protection in 2017, or late to 2017, we have plenty coming right behind that, if not already in place, going to be in place. One in specific group is out of Talitha Best research on the impact of Ambertos on brain function. Those are in the application stage. So you're talking about extending our patent protection for another at least 17 years, very much like Coca-Cola does. You know, they've been around for a long time, and they're patent protected, even though Coke's been around since the 1920s, I believe. It's the same kind of technique to continue to protect your technology. He also talked briefly about people arguing that they have Manipul or Ace Manin in their products, and I think he might have been aiming that communication on talking about McAnally's new products. Could be, but he says don't worry about that because they technically don't. They don't have the proper molecular weight. Everything that's 100% natural and the things that we're using all have specific to themselves molecular weight, and so they can test other people's products and tell you it's definitely not in there, and that's what Dr. Nugent said. It's not in there. And the fact that there are 10 functionals in Ambertos, and a lot of these products claiming to be glyconutrients have only one functional. That's a huge problem. In fact, it was very huge for a lot of people because they tried other products and they didn't get the same results. So the idea is that people can sell you on a lot of things, but unless you know the science behind it, you're not going to know which one to really look at. Their rhamnogalactin, I didn't know this fact, that we have the best source of rhamnogalactin in the marketplace, and we are their exclusive customer. So we buy 100%. of what they produce, so no one can say that we're like our rhamnogalactam's like theirs, because it isn't. We have our own separate, specific one that Nugent declares is the best source in the industry. So again, another way we distinguish ourselves from other companies. So all in all, he's going, quit worrying about patents. You know, I mean, he's just really, bottom line was, we're silly to worry about those things because we have so much protection going down the road. And, of course, we keep developing new things and new products and continue to be the best we can be. Al then talked about our expansion and what does that look like, and he also talked about the comp plan. Looking at expansion, when you talk about going into 100 countries, it's going to be impossible for us to be in 100 countries in, by 2020, and that's his goal, to be in over 100 countries by 2020. His vision, but it's going to be very much like what we're talking about with the Chinese, where you have registration, you have bring people to the border, if that's feasible, and you basically are able to expand in these different countries by not necessarily going in and getting licenses, but we can go into these countries and sell through e-commerce. And it's the mechanism of e-commerce that we would be selling in a lot of these new countries that we would open. So it's not about getting full licensure, which is what we've done in every country we've opened to date. But China's not going to be that way, and they're looking at massive introduction in other countries as well. One, of course, BRIC was our, you know, kind of our lead-in where we wanted to go, and that started with Brazil, but unless you know anything about Brazil, you know their economy is really in topsy-turvy right now. In fact, being on the board of our Brazil Mission Trip Foundation, P70, and I've been on that board for 8 years, we've watched the exchange rate go from 1.9 to 1. Now it's 4 to 1. 4 to 1. Which is huge. That just tells you how the real, the Brazilian real, is plummeting against the U.S. dollar. So there's a lot of issues going on in their economy, a lot of corruption. So countries like that aren't necessarily on our list for immediate, but Manitech is looking at Portugal and then using that as a springboard into Brazil because you still have massive consumption. Colombia is up opening, as I said earlier, on the 13th of February, so we still want to, you know, excite all of you people who have people you know from Colombia. In fact, everywhere you go in the United States, I was out evangelizing and actually led somebody to Christ who was from Colombia. And isn't that fun? So I'm going back to them this week, and we're going to talk, you know, let's do some business in Colombia. So that'll be fun to do, you know, but you just never know who you're going to come across. So they want to, in regards to trying to be in 100 countries by 2020, be a $500 million company, Manitech's looking to put out a $500 million challenge. It's not going to happen until the end of this year, so you're probably looking at January of 2017, but just be ready for it. They're planning on taking tons of resources, the company, and putting it out there as huge bonuses for people who achieve different things, you know, to help us get to that $500 million company status. So it's fun. It's going to be, you know, they're going to be all sorts of commitments and goals, and they're already planning it. I haven't seen Manitech plan this far in advance on very many things, so I'm excited about what they're looking at doing in regards to that. Al also talked about our new comp plan coming up, and they've been working on it now. They hired the best guy in the industry. In fact, they hired the guy that, you know, all the biggest companies, the best companies use, and the guy that was actually brought in by, I believe, the Federal Trade Commission when they went after VEMA, because he's so knowledgeable, and it's great because a lot of people are worried about the repercussions of the VEMA lawsuit on attacking the network marketing model and making sure that we're not out there, you know, front-end loading and all sorts of things that were problematic with VEMA. But we understand, as all of you do because you're on my calls in August and September when all that came down, why VEMA had so many troubles. They were really off the, you know, they're kind of going rogue in our industry, doing things that we really, you know, in Manitech we never do. The guy wasn't trying to control his youngsters out there, millennials, that were really hitting up on college campuses, doing a lot of inappropriate behavior that was always going to be subject to review by the FTC. But this new guy, this new, working on this new comp plan, we obviously want to make our comp plan really, you know, superb. We don't have, you know, really strong issues now, but we want to really tighten up anything that could be perceived as not being in a retail sales activity. And so we're going to be promoting more consumer contacts, getting more consumers. I even find myself today doing a lot more signing up more consumers than I ever have before. But it's a directional, and it's great because we love serving. All we need to do is get a great customer service program in place. We love serving our consumers, and what's the number one ingredient to that? Always provide more than they expect, and that will always serve you in a million ways. in doing anything in terms of the sales market. So you're going to see a lot of differences. And one of the things that underlies all of this was something that we brought up in Punta Cana over a year ago. When we were discussing the new comp plan and ideas for it, my main concerns was, as I was growing up in Manitech, and I use that terminology as a term of endearment, when I was just a young pup like many of you on the call today, when you're just starting and you're trying to achieve regional director and national director status, don't worry, we don't forget those years, so I can live them with you. But I remember that I could predict every single month, based on my volume I had in my business, I could predict exactly what my payout was going to be. And that I can't do anymore. And that was something I highlighted last year in Punta Cana. We had our special meetings on, you know, what we're looking for in a new comp plan. And Al is very sensitive to that. He says, absolutely, we want a predictable outcome. We don't want people's money falling back when they achieve new positions. We want to make sure that there's some relationship between volume, and that's what they're talking about, making it really tied to volume more than to positioning. And because our comp plan's kind of gone off on a different direction over the last 10 years or so. So that's going to be cool. And national director is going to be our key, you know, number one key position that we're going to work on. We want everybody to achieve national director status. That's going to be the goal of the compensation plan. They're going to key in on that and have certain, you know, specific rewards on that. And so that's kind of exciting because I think it really makes a difference. If most people get to national director never want to leave, that's a commitment they make forever, and it's a great income for people because a lot of people aren't looking to make, excuse me, Manitech a full-time, you know, and replace their jobs and make $10,000 to $20,000 to $30,000 a month in Manitech. They're looking to supplement the income they already have coming in. And I have many people in my organization I know who just love it. They call it their vacation fund. You know, they make $500 to $1,000 a month and they can put that into vacations and have fun extra spending money. That can totally change your life if you have an extra $500 to $1,000 on a monthly basis. So don't ever downplay that. It's a very, very critical position, and that's our goal. Amen to do that. So we won't see on the comp plan, just so you guys don't get too excited or wrought up about it, whichever direction you're moving, because some people get nervous about new comp plan, other people get really excited. I tend to get really excited because I trust the company. But it's not going to roll out at Manifest, but they probably will have at Manifest a better idea of what it's going to look like. Right now, they're still in the formative stages, so we have an expectation of some presentation will be made or a breakout session or something on the comp plan at Manifest. But we know what's going to happen this year, so keep your eyes open for the new and improved comp plan. That was kind of the end of the first day we had together, which was on Tuesday as a group of all presidentials, and then we had breakout sessions on Wednesday, and I sat through the North America breakout session, and I didn't put in here the question-answer period. They had about an hour and a half of people just issues from the field, and some of those were around the Amazon selling our products, and people, as Al Bala said, you know, we have legal counsel that's been on top of that for about 5 years, and they're doing great things to you know, push it in the right direction and limit it. But the problem is not with Manitech. Every single company, Al went to a CEO retreat type thing with the CEOs from 30, 40, 50 different network marketing companies, and all of them complain profusely about the same thing. They're all getting their products dumped on Amazon, and it's problematic for everybody. It's problematic for you, for me, you know, the number one way, I'll just give you the response that Ray Robbins said, because Ray was really adamant about this not being an issue. He feels that we are making an issue into something that shouldn't be an issue. And every time somebody says something about buying them from Amazon to him, he says, why would you ever want to buy them at all? And get people to understand that, you know, if you buy them through our model, we can help you get your products for free. So the idea is, you know, Amazon, you're never going to get free products. You might get a discount because somebody's illegally selling them. They might be tainted. You get no 20% customer loyalty credits. You get none of those advantages. But the biggest advantage you don't get is you can't get your products for free. And, you know, if you just give me a few referrals, let's go out there and let's make sure you get your products for free. Because the idea with this kind of a model is what? We know that the number three reason why people get involved in network marketing is to get their products at a discount. And that's what we have to offer. So, you know, be strong in fighting that Amazon thing. It's just ludicrous, but we know it's out there, and, you know, and it's something that is, you know, you just can't go out there and sue Amazon again to stop doing it because they have a right to sell whatever products people put on there. It's not something we can necessarily stop in that way, but there are techniques they're using, and there is a big movement going on to help protect people. Joel Bickman talked about just pushing again, getting people to manifest 2016, and we're all doing that, hopefully. Revive is still out there, and I think you can use a lot of the things I talked about today, maybe in some of your phone calls about Revive. So re-listen to this call and reread the information on there and pull some good data from that you can use because of the newness of Manatech. And you want to be able to, you know, people are going to say, well, what's new about Manatech? And you can talk about, oh, my gosh, what's old? You know, and I love, again, the language in Revive of using, you know, it's a 21-year-old company, but it's really a startup. You know, and here's why. So you can use that kind of language. And, of course, we're debt-free, tons of cash, tons of science. I mean, that's what we're known to be, and that's who we are as a company. And the other thing that's going on out there, because of the Vima creating such havoc in the industry, people are looking for a safe place to land. So when you're talking to people and they're looking at other companies or looking at other opportunities, you know, Manatech couldn't be safer. I mean, we've already been through all the rigmarole. We have all the compliance in place. We don't have the problems of a newbie company or a company 10, 15 years old that's never had compliance issues that's like a Vima that goes out of business or closes down their entire international operations. I think they're still in business in the U.S. But there are all sorts of problems around that. So people want to feel safe and secure. Manatech has that. Joel also talked about all the new materials that he's been working on, and I am so excited about that because they're putting together new marketing materials for us that are short and sweet. His comment from stage was the following. He had actually met with a presidential director about that, you know, what's going on with marketing. And Joel started questioning him about what he was doing. He says, well, so what do you mean you need? The guy said, well, I need at least 30 minutes with any new person that I meet. And Joel kind of looked at him and said, well, what do you mean you need 30 minutes? He goes, well, it takes me 25 to 30 minutes just to describe to them the background and give them the science, the history of our science. And Joel Bickman kind of looked at the guy with kind of going, and how is that working for you? Really? I mean, if you're doing that today in Manatech, you are never going to get anywhere. You know, I know we used to do that. We used to do all sorts of crazy things, but the world is working at a fast pace today. We need to have something quick and short. We need to hammer it right out of the box. We need to differentiate ourselves in 5 minutes or less. And that's what Joel's doing. He's putting together marketing materials. We're going to have a new video coming out, a new opportunity meetings that are like 2 to 3 minutes. You know, presenting the opportunity in 2 to 3 minutes on a video need to be quick. We still love the, you know, Choose Your Lifestyle brochure. I don't know how many of you guys are using that, but I love it. I think it's a great tool to use, so that's a great one. But there will be all sorts of new, you know, less than 1 minute videos, marketing materials. All new labels will come on our products in 2016. The marketing materials that Joel's talking about plan on coming out in February, so it's not about waiting necessarily for Manifest, although there will be some new ones that come out at Manifest as well. But keep your eyes and ears open for February, right? Because a handful of those materials will be available in all global markets by February. Getting dry. Sorry. Keep drinking a lot of liquid. I think it's from all that sun in Hawaii. Okay, next, Ben Mayo. What is his title? He's the Senior Vice President in charge of Global Sales Systems, I think. I'm not sure he's a Senior Vice President in charge of Global Sales Systems. And he announced in Hawaii that the new Associate Starter Kit will be out in February. So that's great because we need one desperately. And it's going to be available on the website as well. And included in the new starter kit are going to be many of the new tools from Joel. But important for us to understand that we need something concise and workable that's really going to be workable by all. And that's what his goal is with this new Associate Starter Kit. They are already, well down the road in finalizing that. He also wants to look at making our catalog. As many of you know, I have a catalog on my desk, and it's a beautiful piece, but it's not a recruiting piece by any means. And he plans on taking our catalog and making it into a recruiting piece rather than educational piece, which I think is awesome because then you can stay away from trying to get involved in describing each and every one of our products because you have a great piece that operates as a marketing piece that is reflective of our catalog. The other thing he talked about was My Manitech, leveraging the new global or mobile platform into the materials, and he's going to be doing that as well. And he mentioned, and I think this is very true, I think we should all look at it this way, that, this is a legacy. It's we're involved in Manitech. We want to leave our Manitech positions to our kids and grandkids. I don't know how many of you guys have your kids and grandkids all on the products, but I know I keep getting phone calls for more Mana Bears every other day, so I know all my grandkids are taking it. And we want them to be on fire about the business as well. And that's part of his goal, is to get that, with the materials he's doing and the sales systems, make it something that's a family affair. Odin Clack talked about the new social platform, which we just were discussing earlier about what's on my phone today as an app, and I can go in there and see my volume. I can see how many new associates I have. All this is readily available to me with one touch of my thumb. It's really cool. It's fun to look at all that. I know exactly what my GPV is today and all of that information is that easily available. So we want that. He talked about if you get in part of that beta testing, and I mentioned that earlier, if you want to be part of that, contact your upline and get them to, invite you through Manitech. If you have feedback on it, once you get involved in using the new social platform, all of the information that you have, every bit of feedback, you don't call Odin Clack, you don't call, Al Bala or Patty, Anthony, you send an email to feedback@manitech.com. Use that feedback tool, absolutely. But for us to really give proper feedback, we need to start using the new back office all the time. And that's our goal with Lydia. As soon as we wrap up our trip to Hawaii and get our agenda in place for the next few weeks, we are going to be right in on that and using that virtually exclusively. Now, we can't use it exclusively yet because there's still some things that haven't been added to it. I mean, there's a lot, and I think I gave you that list in here that have already been put on, but we're still waiting for other aspects of it to be added. But the contact, the customer relations management, things like that, looking at managing orders, all that kind of stuff, those certain things that are still yet to be added to it, but it's still probably, what do you say, Lydia, 80% done, I would think, maybe? Yeah, probably around 70 to 80% done at this point in time for us to really test run it. So good. And email, as you well know, all of you, email is becoming ancient technology. In fact, I for the last couple of years, if I email my kids, I don't hear from them for 4 to 6 weeks, whereas if I text them, I get a message immediately. In fact, we were texting back and forth about the Green Bay Packer game yesterday. So it's just fun to be on board in the new today, the new millennials. This is going to be a phenomenal tool for millennials to join us, and it's going to really be helpful for us in our prospecting as well. So super duper, and you're going to be able to go out there and have prospects just click on your phone and put their finger in and put in their text number, and bingo, you're off to the races running right there. And that's a huge blessing. You don't have to wait to get home and add their information into your computer. You have it on your phone in your back office immediately. And then the final thing we talked about just briefly was just everybody got heads up on, yes, are we going to have another incentive in 2016? Absolutely. And they announced it's coming soon. It'll probably kick off in February, early March. They don't look at waiting until Manifest because Manifest is too far out there. End of business period 4 is going to be Manifest, so they're probably going to kick it off in business period three, I would think in mid-February is probably our best bet because they're not going to get it done by Friday. And remember, this is, oh, she didn't put that on the, as the announcement, so we forgot that one. This is the last week of a business period, right? Our end of business period occurs this Friday. So write that down, end of business period, everybody, and do all the great things we always do at the end of business period to collect all those great orders and make sure people are achieving the results they want, making the income they are scheduled to make, and not leaving anything on the table. So we have an end of business period this Friday. Okay, that's it. Any questions from the field? I sure ran through that like a rabbit. All I can tell you, people, it was really exciting. Once you get to go to my, you know, Maui or go on the Hawaiian trip, you always want to go back. You never want to lose your presidential status because it's so awesome to be a part of that group. And for those of you who have never been, you know, put it out there. You got to set, the only way you hit goals is by setting them. And if you don't set a goal to get there, you're not going to get there. Okay? So
Mary
it's just a special time with everyone.
Mary Jo, yeah. It's Peggy here.
Yes.
Peggy from Porcupine here.
Hey, Peggy.
We're talking about the branding. And are they getting rid of that beautiful little M?
Yes, the M's gone.
Does that mean that we're going to lose, like a lot of our stuff will be...
Everything will be rebranded. All the products will be rebranded. All the materials. You wait and see some of the materials. They are unbelievable, beautiful.
The stuff we have now.
The stuff that we have now, yeah. If you're making investments in stuff right now in terms of materials, I would say make a short-term investment. So if you have materials that you need to invest in to share with people, probably 3 months out because you won't see any of this till post-manifest. Okay.
Okay. No,
yeah.
I'm sorry to see the M go because I've always liked that M, but anyways.
Yeah, well, but it's been around for a long time,
I know.
It really isn't.
You know,
you know, we like it because we know what it reflects and we have a lot of history with it, but the problem is it's not very, like, you know, in tune with today. You know, we want to keep up with the times. As Lydia says, and she calls me this too, so don't worry about it, anyone on the phone. Don't be offended because she slaps this tag on me a lot. Old-fashioned, that's what she said. So, but I guarantee you, Peggy, you will love the new one. You will love it. It is fresh. It is a beautiful design. It's just dynamite. I mean, it is really that good. And it really reflects us. So, yeah.
Good.
Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You bet.
Hi, this
Anyone
is Karen
else?
From Oregon.
Yeah, hi.
Karen from...
hi, Karen.
I was wondering if you got any feedback on how the brain product is working for the Asians.
We really didn't hear much about that. They probably... I know it's a pretty good seller, but I don't know any clinical trial studies, anything that's, you know, in that realm. I haven't heard anything. So can't help you on that one. And I don't know about us having it here. You know, the only, I guess what I did hear from Nugent when he taught, he says, well, you guys all know, because he says, I get bombarded by people who want to know about, you know, the brain product. He goes, Ambertose is the most incredible brain product. You know, and I go, and we all smile because we know that's true, especially some of us who had direct results, you know, in regard to family members with Ambertose. But I don't know. They didn't really talk about that product being available at Manifest, so I don't know what the status is. But that doesn't mean it won't be. It just wasn't discussed. The only new product that that Nugent talked about definitely being available at Manifest is the weight loss program, the meal replacement shake and the capsules, the weight loss capsules, all that. So that's all I know about new products at Manifest.
Great. Thank you.
You bet.
Mary Jo?
Yes?
You talked about having this new DVD and stuff like that.
Right.
Or are they going to do anything where you can just watch a video if you have like an iPad or on your phone that you can
Absolutely.
Just... Oh, wonderful. Okay.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
Everything's going to be high-tech,
high-tech,
low, you
okay.
know. Yeah, there. So I'm not even sure you're going to invest in the materials, but if you choose to, you can. But they're going to be all available on your, and they're going to be all available on your little phone, whatever mechanism you're using.
They're going to do a lot of training so that I can learn how to use one of these smartphones. Correct?
Absolutely, absolutely. Yes, they're going to have. They definitely know they're going to have breakout sessions on this new system. Undeniably. You're going to have breakout sessions after breakout sessions, absolutely. And the beauty of what they're doing right now, which is awesome, is the fact that they have all the presidentials in the beta testing. So your uplines are going to be well familiar with how this system works long before Manifest even comes about. So by the time you get a hold of it, you're going to have upline that are just saturated with knowledge, so you're not going to feel like you can't talk to your direct upline to find out more information as well. And if you want to learn in advance, if you want to be part of the beta test because you love technology or love to work with it, or maybe you don't like it but you want somebody to be pushing you
to
learn. Like it. Yeah,
I
you want
to like,
learn it.
Okay.
Then
right.
sign up
do,
for the beta test.
Okay.
Sign up for the beta test.
Okay.
There you go.
I just didn't think, I just figured it was, I went to the negative. I thought, it's going to be impossible to get into this beta test rather than I'm going to be first one. Okay.
There you go, girl. There's a perfect attitude. I love that attitude. I'm supporting you 100%. Okay.
Okay. You talked about incentive, and I didn't catch what you said.
I said, we had just got done with the Cancun incentive, which closed out at the end of business period 12 of last year in the middle of December, I think, or no, business period 13, I'm sorry, in the middle of December. The new incentive, they're planning on announcing probably after business period 2.
After business,
Yeah, so my suspicion is it'll kick off business period 3. That's not, don't carve that in gold because I don't have that as specific, but that's as close as I could get to a commitment. They want to kick it off before Manifest.
Okay.
So, and Manifest falls at the end of business period 4. So they're either going to have it kick off beginning of business period 3, which will be February, that's right around the corner because this is the end of business period 1 this week, and then business period 2 ends February 12th or 13th. So you're talking about, middle of February is when I suspect it'll kick off for a new incentive. And the other aspect of the new incentive, just to give you an idea, is if you've noticed our last incentive we had, which was kind of unique of all incentives. They had a lot of problems with it in terms of calculations and things, but it really was beneficial to newbies. People who are brand new, got to national director, had the greatest level of success in this incentive. So they looked at it and said, we need to reward people that are helping to drive people, because people like Mary Jo or other people with big organizations, mine is small compared to most of the people that are in Hawaii, but when you have huge organizations, you could have a couple pockets of real, growth going on, and you're helping and putting all your energy in that, and other areas that are declining. And even though you drive people and incentivize 10 people to win the trip, you may not win it yourself, even with all that new volume, because of what's happening in other parts of your organization. So Manitech wants to add a level of, reward in there if you help other people win the incentive underneath you, which I think is a great idea. Because you really want to be, as a leader, you want to be putting time and energy into helping other people win the incentive. That's part of leadership, right?
Okay,
Right. Yeah.
And thank you again for making sure that all of us are kept up to date, even though you said a lot of things wouldn't be brought out until Manifest.
Right.
That we appreciate so much all of your energy that you put into your calls.
Thank you.
To help educate us.
Well, I sure enjoyed doing it, so appreciate you.
Alrighty.
All right. Anyone else? Okay, everyone, don't forget, end of business period 1 this Friday. Sorry I missed that on the announcements, but we want to make sure we get all that work done to drive our business, get to everybody to the levels they need to be, and as I always put it, don't leave any money on the table. So love you guys. Have a great week. Talk to you next Monday. Bye-bye.